When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about codependency. Are you a codependent person? And people are going to say, what does that mean? Am I a codependent person? No, I'm my own person. No. What it means is, are you able to be alone? Are you able to be alone? See, there's a lot of people that are codependent on other people for their happiness. In other words, they can't be happy if they're single. They can't be happy if they're not in a relationship. They always have to have somebody, even if that somebody is someone who's breaking their boundaries, even if that somebody is someone who's toxic. Because these type of people that are codependent don't know what it is to be able to value themselves and be on their own. They have fears. They have anxiety. Maybe they've never been on their own. They could be somebody that's always been in some sort of relationship. Or you have people that keep repeating their patterns and keep going back to the same type of partners. And every time you look back on the exes that they've had, it's been the same type of people that they've picked. People that maybe were players, people that treated them lousy, people that broke their boundaries, but yet they hung in there. They hung in there because the other way is to walk away, and that was something that they just couldn't do. They just couldn't let it go. So they rather have half of somebody than all of somebody. But when you look at somebody like that, that just can't let go of somebody, you say to yourself, well, why is that? Is that because they feel there's nothing better around? So they say to themselves, well, you know, I really do enjoy the times that I am with them, but they just can't commit to me, or they don't make time for me, or anything like that. So you have a few times of, you know, good feel where you're feeling elated, and then the other times you're feeling very down and depressed. The person is bringing you down because you haven't come into your own. You haven't built your self-worth up. You feel you're settling. You're settling for what's going on all around you. You feel that, okay, maybe people don't want relationships, so I'm just going to settle. You know, I'll get a little something here or a little something there, but, you know, I'm not complete. I am not whole. So what do you do about something like that? First of all, you have to come into your own. You have to overcome your fears, you guys. You have to overcome your fears. Most people have had fears in their life, all different kinds of fears. And you have to say to yourself, what am I so afraid of? So what if I'm alone? Okay, so what if I have to start over? We had a woman in a group. She was married to this guy. And she said, I just don't feel like I'm getting any love from him. And I've communicated to him. And all he says to me is, I don't know what you're talking about. And he walks out of the room. She's like, I still love him, but I don't feel like he's showing me any love, okay? So she's tried to communicate with him, And he's gaslighting her and telling her he doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, he's not validating her feelings. He's not taking it seriously. He's not taking her seriously because obviously he probably feels that she's not going anywhere. And she's saying, well, you know what? She's like, I don't want to have to leave because I don't want to be alone. All right. Now, I told her, I said, you could be in a relationship and be more alone than on your own. There's plenty of people that have been in I've been in relationships where I felt more alone than being single. So don't think that, you know, you're not going to be alone if you're in a relationship. Because if you're not getting that love that you deserve, you are going to be alone. Only it's worse. It's worse because now your doors are shut off. Now you don't have an opportunity that if somebody comes into your life, whether it's in your workplace, a friend wants to introduce you to somebody, or maybe you want to meet somebody online, you can't. You can't because you're in this relationship that is not fulfilling you, all right? So the point I'm trying to make here is this. You know, you have to decide how you want to live your life. You know, people sit there and they complain all the time about their lives. Oh, I'm so unhappy. He does this or she does that. And they communicate with their partner and their partner doesn't take them seriously. The partner doesn't care because the partner feels like, well, you know, you've been with me already for how many years? You're not going anywhere. And, you know, I don't need to work anymore or anything like that. There's no threat of you getting up and walking out on that person. So that person doesn't care. That doesn't care. You know, what you accept is what you get back. But the point I'm trying to make is this. You know, there's an old saying, you make your bed and you lie in it. So you have to think to yourself, how do I want my life to flow? Okay? Because the worst thing that can happen is that you waste your time with the wrong people. You wake up one day and you're either unhappy in that relationship and you're 10 years or 20 years older and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, I just wasted my life with this person when I should have walked away, okay? I should have walked away because I didn't see this person for who they were. I didn't see the red flags or I chose to ignore the red flags or I thought they were going to change, okay? Somebody's basic character is their basic character, you guys. Very few people change. Now, I'm not going to say that people never change. There are cases when people really, you know, make an effort to change, but it's because they want to. They want to. Or there's this fear of losing you, and they feel that they have to try to do something because they care more about you. So they're willing to try to change, okay? But that's why I tell you, never ignore the red flags when you're dealing with somebody and never be codependent on anybody. Always live your life that, you know what, today or tomorrow, if this doesn't work out, I'll be okay. I'll be okay because I have myself together. I'm not dependent on someone else for finances. I'm not dependent on them, you know, for validation. I don't have to sit there and ask them, how do I look tonight? Do I look okay? Or look for their approval or anything like that. I don't need anybody's approval because I validate myself because I have enough self-confidence and believe in myself. And why do I believe in myself? Because I overcome and I face my fears, all right? I introspect and I look into myself and I say to myself, what is it that I am afraid of? What am I afraid of? What is the worst thing that could happen to me? You know, and can I deal with it? And what would I do if that were to happen? This is how I would deal with it. So let's say that I never met somebody and I never got married and I never had kids. Would that be the worst thing that ever happened in my life? Okay. I mean, granted, if those are the things that you want, you could always have them. You could always have them. All right. But what are your fears? What are you facing? How do you want to deal with that? See, when you overcome your fears, then you don't care. You don't care what other people think. That's why, you know, they write these books like No Fucks Given, or, you know, all this, you know, thing about like, stop worrying about what people think. Stop it. Stop worrying about what people think and do what's going to make you happy. Do what's going to make you a better person, okay? That's why you got to break that codependency on somebody else. You cannot be codependent on someone else for happiness, okay? You have to make yourself happy. There are other things in this world that can make you happy, all right? There's things like family. There's things like interest. There's things like building on your career. There's things like getting into your health and making yourself look good, all right? When you start to work on yourself and you start to feel like it's coming together, that's when you build up your self-confidence and people recognize it, all right? And when you build up that self-confidence, you are not going to let anybody take you down because you have your self-confidence back. You will not allow yourself to be in a toxic relationship because what you're going to do is you're going to recognize and educate yourself as to the signs of toxic partners. And the minute that you see somebody as a toxic partner, you are going to disengage from that person and you are not going to get tangled up in the mess. See, this is the problem. A lot of times, and I've talked about this in, you know, Recognizing Whether You're With a Toxic Partner podcast, you have to be able to recognize that you are dealing with somebody who's toxic. So who is toxic? Somebody that puts you down, somebody who cuts you up, somebody who puts you down to make themselves better, okay? Most of the time, people who put you down are the people that are insecure. They have to put you down in order to build up their own egos. But because you haven't educated yourself on this and recognize these type of people, you sit there and you engage with it. And you sit there and you try to defend yourself about, it could be over any issue there is out there. You're sitting there defending yourself and saying, but I didn't mean that by that. What I was trying to say is blah, 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 blah. And you're going on and on and on trying to defend yourself to a toxic idiot, all right? To a toxic idiot. That's why I tell you guys, you know, you don't argue with stupid. You don't argue with somebody that is not rational, who is not listening to you. You don't argue with somebody who gaslights you and isn't transparent and recognizes when you make a valid point, okay? And they try to disregard it. Or call you crazy or something like that. Anybody calls you crazy and you're making a valid point, do not let them do that, okay? You got to stand up for yourself and call them out on it. Because once they call you crazy, you got them. You got their back against the wall and they know it. And they're going to throw anything back at you to rip you down, okay? Do not let them do it and do not second guess yourself. Okay. You have to always know what you're talking about. That's why I always tell people you gotta do your due diligence and whatever you're going to argue an issue about, you gotta know what you're talking about. All right. But the whole point of what I'm trying to get at in this podcast is this. You know, I'm in a lot of relationship groups and I deal with a lot of people that are in very toxic relationships that can't leave these type of people, that stay in it because they're codependent and because they are afraid. They are afraid to be on their own. Or they sit there and they say, well, there must be something wrong with me because I'm single. No, there's nothing wrong with you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you because you're single. You are single because you have standards, okay? Anybody could be in a relationship if they want to put up with certain crap, all right? You know, it's the people that are in relationships that are not fulfilling healthy relationships that stay there. Yes, there's something wrong with them, okay? Because they're settling for things that they shouldn't be settling for so that they don't have to be alone. But you, if you're single, are not in that position. You are leaving yourself open for when the right person comes into your life. And in the interim of all that, in the interim of being single, You are making yourself stronger because the longer that you are single, you guys, the stronger you become. Believe me when I tell you this, the stronger you become. That's why it's a little more difficult when you've been single a while and then you try to get in a relationship. You become very used to your own way of doing things. But now when you get involved in a relationship, you have to, you know, compromise again. But you'll find after being single and you get back into a relationship with somebody, you know what you like and what you don't like, okay? And you're not going to settle for less if you value yourself, all right? This is what people struggle with all the time. They have very low self-esteem. And why do they have low self-esteem? Because they've been cut down. That's why. They've been cut down by people in their lives. They could have been bullied as a kid. They could have had family members that cut them down or had toxic family. They could have had toxic exes that cut them down and been like, "Who? Nobody would ever want you," or call you names like you're fat or you're crazy or this. You cannot let these people stay in your head, okay? Now, this brings me to my next point. My next point is this. You got to stop living in the past, all right? I find a lot, because I see a lot of posts in these groups about a lot of people talking about their exes, you know, really upset, thinking about their exes and everything like that. Why are they thinking about their ex? Because they don't have anything going on right now. So they're fantasizing about their ex. But the reality of it is, they're not really seeing their ex for who they were. Okay? You got to look at that person for who they were. You can't just think about the romantic times. You got to think about when that person, you know, was treating you lousy and was an asshole to you. That's what you got to remember when you think about your ex and it ended up badly. You got to say to yourself, you know, why am I broken up? You're broken up for a reason. You're broken up because you were not compatible with that person, or that person was not willing to make the effort. That person didn't care enough about you to make the effort. So why are you crying over somebody who doesn't deserve you, who didn't care enough? No, don't even give that person mental acknowledgement, okay? You need to make a mental note to yourself to say, you know what? Let me stop myself. I got to let it go. That person is my ex for a reason, okay? Got to stop living in the past. And the thing is, you know, when we went through this whole, and we're still going through this COVID pandemic type of thing, you know, it gives us time because a lot of us are homebound or working from home. We sit here and we reflect on our past. We think about our lives. We think about the people we dated. We think about what transpired all during our lives. And we sit there and, you know, we get very sentimental about things. And we think about the past and the past. You got to let the past go, you guys. I've been guilty of that as well. You got to let the past go and start living in the present and planning for the future, okay? That's the only way you grow and move forward, because the decisions that you make today are going to mold your life tomorrow, not the past, okay? When you look at the past or you think about the past, the only thing you should be thinking about when you think about the past is you should be saying to yourself, oh, I made a lot of mistakes. Yes, I did. I'm human. Just like everybody's got skeletons in their closet. I don't care who it is, all right? Anybody who tells you they don't is a flat-out liar. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. We're all human, and we've all been through a lot of crap, all right? So you say to yourself, okay, you know what? I made my mistakes, but you know what? I'm not going to be a fool and keep making the same mistakes. I'm not going to keep picking the wrong partners. I'm not going to give my time to people who don't deserve it, who's not making an effort, who doesn't care. I'm going to go and I'm going to search out people that really do care. about meeting somebody and really do want to get to know me for who I am, and is not going to sit there and waste my time chatting or texting and talking about on the surface nonsense, okay? Because they have nothing else to do. I'm going to find people that are focused, that know what they want in their life, that are moving forward in their life and want something better in their life. That's what I'm going to do, okay? You know, I made my mistakes in the past, but now I'm moving forward. And it is what it is. You can't change the past. You can only learn from it. So this is what I'm telling you, you guys, all right? Learn from your past. Stop thinking about the past and living in the past and start thinking about today and tomorrow and how to make your lives better, okay? And stop thinking about that, you know, the world is going to end if you don't end up in a relationship. Life still goes on, because you could end up getting in a relationship and you could end up breaking 5, 10, 20 years down the line and you could be alone again. So the point is this: while you're alone, build yourself up, work on yourself, okay? Do things that you enjoy, whatever it could be, reading, listening to music, yoga, talking to friends, building a business, writing a book, whatever it is, something that's going to enhance your life rather than waste your life talking to zeros that aren't serious about getting to know you and will drag you down and you will not move forward in your life, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you, all right? So you have to come into your own, build yourself up, build your self-esteem. And once you really realize what it is, you become a stronger individual all around, okay? So I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.